This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, Chauvin expressed condolences to Floyd's family before the sentence.
The family of George Floyd was allowed to address the court before sentencing. His brother Terrence with a question for the officer, who spent 9.5 minutes pinning George Floyd to the ground.
What was going through your head when you had your knee on my brother's neck?
And Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, who says her dad would help her brush her teeth at night.
And I love you.
Chauvin turned to relatives in the courtroom and offered condolences, saying there was more to be said to them at a later time.
I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
The audio, courtesy of Court TV. Chauvin's mother spoke in his defense, but the judge said the 22.5-year sentence includes a 10-year penalty for abuse of trust and for cruelty shown to George Floyd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand it's going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up to leave and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. Speaking in the Oval Office, Biden said U.S. support for Afghanistan was not ending, but would be sustained despite the troop pullout.
The partnership between Afghanistan and the United States is not ending. It's going to be sustained.
The Ghani-Abdullah visit comes with the peace process stalled and violence raging as Afghan security forces fight to stem a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals and has triggered mobilizations of ethnic militias to reinforce government troops. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S. southern border on Friday, her first visit since President Biden put her in charge of the administration's immigration policy. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris finally made her long-awaited first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border Friday, visiting El Paso, Texas.
Been a very important trip.
Harris, designated by President Joe Biden to lead his administration's response to border issues, said addressing root causes of migration is the key.
Otherwise, we will continue to see the effects.
Harris also fought back against criticism from Republicans for visiting El Paso instead of some other border crossings hotspot.
It is here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled. And so we have seen the disastrous effects of that.
Former President Donald Trump plans to visit the area next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant. Tedros also said the unchecked circulation of the coronavirus could lead to the emergence of even more variants.
New variants are expected and will continue to be reported. That's what viruses do. They evolve.
The WHO has previously said that 2 doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd